What's the 30-week ordinary time one? First reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 26 to 30. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings, and the one who searches has known what is the intention of the Spirit, because He intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. We know that all things work for good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. For though He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And though He predestined, He also called. And though He called, He also justified. And though He justified, He also glorified. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 to 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as He went and making His way to Jerusalem. Someone asked Him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." After the master of the house had arisen and knocked the door, "Then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us'?" He will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." Then He will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers." And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. To live happy with God in heaven is a progress. To live happy with God in heaven is a progress which requires the preparation of our whole life, not just only in a short period of time or in last minutes on the deathbed, as many people think. Some are so naive when they take the story of the good thief in Luca's Gospel to imitate it. They think God is so merciful and He will forgive all their sins when they confess, so they don't need to repent. They can enjoy life to the fullness until their last minute on the deathbed. Make a confession to God and go straight to heaven. Many people died without light on their deathbed, And even if they have the time to repair on their deathbed, it is not easy to make a confession at that time, for they have no power to fight against devils. Today's reading advises us to repair all moments of our life to enjoy a happy life with God in heaven. In the first reading, St. Paul listed out the progress which God had planned for men before they can live a glorious life with Him. That are foreknowing, predestining, calling, justifying, and enjoying the glorious life. In the Gospel, Jesus emphasized the relationship between God and man. To enter heaven, knowledge about God is not enough. People must sacrifice and fight to enter through the narrow door, which means they must sacrifice to preach the good news and to be a living witness for Him. Second analysis, the first reading. Though whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. The third point, we do not know how to pray properly. There are at least three reasons that prevent people to pray properly. First, we do not know what will happen in the future. We can only know what is happening now. Therefore, a thing we ask for can be good in the present, but will be no good for us in the future. For example, asking to be rich can lead us to lose our life or happiness. Second, we do not know what is good for ourselves. There are many things we think they are good, but they will bring bitterness for us. For example, asking to be famous or powerful will bring bitter results which we cannot endure. Third, we do not know what we ask can be harmful to others. God must be fair to all because they are His children, whether they know Him or not. For example, we cannot ask God to destroy the wicked properly or immediately. Second point, the Holy Spirit will help us to pray. Since we do not know how to pray properly, so God give us His Spirit. Saint Paul clearly explained, likewise, the Spirit help us to in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. The Greek verb used in Rome 8, verse 22 is stenazo, which means to well in the heart. The noun used in today's passage is stenamoi alaletois, which means the welling which cannot be expressed by words. This noun had an origin in the book of Exodus, when God heard the Israelites welling when they were slaves in Egypt. They were maltreated by taskmasters and suffered greatly, but did not know whom to ask for help. They only know to wail in their heart. See Acts chapter 7, verse 34, in Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 to 10. Why does God need to give His Spirit to man? St. Paul explained, for what person know a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man which is in him? So also, no one comprehend the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on earth by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit. See First Letter to Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. And he who searches the hearts of men know what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Third point, God's plan of salvation. In the letter to the Romans, St. Paul confirmed, we know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. To know the purpose of life is not enough. One must also know how to reach that purpose. St. Paul described generally God's plan of salvation in these sentences. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. According to St. Paul, one is justified by his faith in Christ. But this faith needs to be tested by trials and sufferings which God sent them to one's life. A Christian must show his faith in Christ by overcoming the obstacles. If a Christian is loyal in his faith to the end, he will be welcomed by Christ and live a happy life with Him in heaven. Second, the gospel. Strive to enter by the narrow door. Third point, strive to enter by the narrow doors because the lack road only leads to destruction. Many people would prefer the easiest way, the shortest route, but experience so certain reference only lead to failure. Without discipline, a student or an athlete cannot be successful. This is true not only for an individual, but also for a community. Many people are so centered on God's mercy, they forget about God's justice. These people believe and preach the universalism. Since God so loves people, He will save all, including those who refuse to be saved. Jesus' message in today's gospel must be a warning for the people. Second point. The kingdom of God is only for those who put Jesus' preaching into practice, not just knowing him. Many emphasize knowledge about God. Jesus stressed this. He wanted those who only believe him in words. Then you will begin to say, "We ate and drank in the presence, and you taught in our streets." But he will say, "I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." Jesus also warned us a painful reality. There you will weep and gnash your teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out. And men will come from east and west, from north and south, and sit at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last will be first, and some are first will be last. Application in life. To be with God in His glory is a progress, which require our preparation for the whole life. We must train ourselves to have an unshakable faith in God. We must fight to enter the kingdom of God through a narrow door, because an easy and large road only leads us to destruction. We must remember that God is not only God of mercy, but also of justice. Amen.